This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
This life become a dream when and if I return again with all my worthless baggage I hope to scatter before the wind. And I think I've been in love before. Yeah, my heart once hit the floor. Oh, I've been here before. And I wonder how I left my last life. Did I just get old and pass away? Did I get caught with another man's wife? Did I get shot while running away? And I think I have run before. I've broken down locked doors, left my shackles on the floor. Well, I think I must have been a wild man, 'cause now I'm quiet as they come. And I think I was a fighter, 'cause given a choice, I choose to run. And I think I've been in jail. Heard the clanging steel doors. Oh, I've been here before. And I have sailed seven oceans, and I have walked on foreign shores. A pirate, well, I dreamed riches. A loner, I slept before. Felt that burning in my soul when lust and liquor took its toll. Oh, that God shit hole. The fire of the guns, I've seen the deaths of many sons. In the gray light of dawn, soldiers in time still march on. And I think I killed a man before. Yes, I've seen myself in war. Oh, I've been here before. I've seen the sunrise cross Pontchartrain. I've seen rainbows shining through the rain. I've watched loved ones disappear and time wash away the pain. 'Cause we've all been here. Stepped through that door and came back once more.
He's been described as John Prine meets John Gorka. He's in our studio, Doug Farrell, along with Jack Carlton and Steve Dion here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome to The Folk Show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Kate.
So let's start out with you, Doug Farrell. Want to tell us a little bit about that tune, My Last Life?
Well, honestly, when I was younger, I used to have this recurring dream of being in a war. And it was very vivid. It was World War II, and I remember the uniform, the attachments to the uniform. I remember an occurrence of having to kill somebody in a forest. And the dream happened two or three times. And that was sort of the basis of the story, and you know, reincarnation and last lives, and metaphorical for maybe last lives in this life too.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your musical journey.
Okay. You know, we were just saying outside, I was telling these guys that I have two older brothers. Well, one has passed away. But one was 5 years older than me, and the other was 8 years older than me, and they had a great taste in music. And, you know, this was in the 60s, and we were in Ohio, and my first 45 was Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. And I tell people that, so I think they'll think I'm cool, you know. But then I have to tell them my second 45 was the Banana Splits.
That's a downer.
And I think I like that one better. But that's where my journey started. Cat Stevens, Little Feet,
When did
Jimi
you start
Hendrix.
Writing?
Oh, boy, very young. I got into a lot of reading, and as a kid, I started writing a lot of poetry. In fifth grade, I won some contest in Ohio for poetry. And then as I got a little bit older than fifth grade, other things began to become attractive to me, which caused the poetry to decline and the music to some extent, you know.
So when were you smitten and you knew you were a songwriter and that you knew you wanted to perform? Because you've been performing around New England for a while now.
Yeah, for about 10 years, which is about the same amount of time that I quit drinking.
Okay, so there's some parallels
there. There are parallels in life there, yeah. But I always knew I had a knack for writing. So my teachers in high school had told me I had a knack for writing, I should pursue it. And I carry a notebook typically in my pocket, and I'm always writing down things. And if people were to look at that, if I had lost it somewhere and people were to look into this notebook, they would know I was insane.
So you spent a lot of your time in the last 10 years as a solo performer, is that correct?
That's correct,
and
yeah.
Now you've teamed up with a couple other guys, and you're calling yourselves Decatur Creek?
Correct.
We are.
Right.
Yep.
And you're working on creating a CD. Let's maybe we should talk with our other guests tonight, Steve Dion.
Yeah.
And he's on the guitar, a mighty fine guitar playing there. Steve, what about your journey?
Actually, my journey started, I really liked listening to stories of people, you know, sung through people like Jim Croce. And, you know, I love Gordon Lightfoot and those sort of folky people that were telling stories. And I guess I started writing songs when I was about 19. And I felt like, you know, I guess back then when you're 19, you always feel like you have something to say. And, you know, you talk about your love interests and things like that. But then I started getting into sort of being curious about things like circus people. And so, you know, I had some poems about circus life and things like that. But it's always sort of been about the people. It's I was never really drawn into politics that much, but I always had an interest. I'm a people watcher. So, you know, that's sort of where I draw my material from, is just looking at people and what are they doing and how are they doing it and that type of thing. So,
Steve, what's your experience musically prior to meeting up with Doug?
My experience has been I actually had a band for about a year called Flyby, and I learned a lot. I mean, it didn't last too long, but, you know, I try to hook myself up with people who are writing, who are creative, and I spent a lot of time in coffee houses and doing a lot of open mics in and around New Hampshire, and ended up finding this really excellent player out in Hillsboro one night when I actually had my guitar in my case ready to leave, and you know, Doug Farrell gets up on stage and he plays this song, and it's like, maybe I'll hang around and listen to this. And so I found out he was running a really awesome coffee house out in Mount Vernon called the Round Room. And so I showed up there one night, and he and I had a little talk, and we decided to get together. And then a little bit later on, Jack joined us, and We forced him to play the bass, even though he didn't really...
he's a better guitar player than we are.
He's a really good guitar player.
We're making him play bass.
Well, that's a perfect segue. Now we should talk a little bit with Jack, and then we're going to hear some more music. Jack Carlton is the third member of Decatur Creek. Jack, your performance history in the New England area, Jack?
Very, very interesting, because I grew up in New England and down in northern Massachusetts in a very musical family. My dad actually had a trio. He played at the resorts. So I thought it was normal having an all-musical family. I didn't realize it wasn't. but I honestly can't remember a time when I didn't have a guitar in my hands. I have old pictures of me as a preschooler with guitars in my hands. So learned to play from my dad, who was a keyboardist, and played quite a bit as a kid and a high schooler. I thought I was going to make a career out of it, but other things happened. But I've played around quite a bit since the 60s and 70s, put it in the closet for a while, and then met up with Doug about, I don't know, almost 10 years ago at the coffee house, decided it was time to drag it back out again, and we off and on tried to get together, and then I got this bass as a Christmas present for myself about a year and a half ago and brought it to the open mic and said, all right, let's do this.
That's
how that all happened.
So we've got Jack Carlton, Steve Dion, and Doug Farrell in our studio. Together they call themselves Decatur Creek. How about another tune, gentlemen? Then we'll come back and talk a little bit about other things that you've been up to.
Sure.
I don't know what happened that night. Seemed like everyone could tell. You entered my private space when the stroke of midnight fell. And you took this tired old boy, led him down the track. Don't think that the boy will be coming back. TV stayed on all night in a room where no one goes. I locked the door and I took the key. Hide those stupid shows. And now we look in the other's eye, hold on to the hand, and walk around in the dark upon the sand. So I can see who you are. I will let you grow, and I will let you know who I am, who I am. There to cheer, and
I'm not leaving anytime soon. Won't you let me hold you near? This is the part where I get strong. I lean on what came before. Help your sweet inner child from the floor. Be who you are, so I can see who you are. I will let you grow, and I will let you know who I am.
Steve Dionne on the vocal there, on the lead vocal there, with some help from Doug and Jack. Steve, want to tell us about that one?
That's a funny one. It's some of my relationship with my girlfriend is definitely in there. I'm not really sure exactly where that came from. I've spent the last 6 years not watching TV as a rule. I get my news from third parties, like people I work with, and so it's kind of scattered. So that sort of TV verse is in there. I lock the TV in the room. Some of my songs have sort of elements of what's going on in my life currently. But I don't know. I feel like the relationship that I'm in now is very, it's good for, we're both growing and we're sort of allowing each other to grow and nurturing each other in certain elements. So I felt like I sort of got that in there. The name of that song is April 1st, and the only reason I call it that is because it was written on April 1st, and I ran out of names. And
he writes too many songs.
Every Saturday.
We were joking yesterday. It's going to be like April 1st A, April 1st B. Subset April 1st.
So that's a real new one, and we've just played that a few times. So,
I inserted a bad note into that one. Did you catch it?
That's what's going to distinguish that from the other April 1st.
That's right.
That's the B version.
That's my trademark. Yes.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio are Doug Farrell and Steve Dionne, Jack Carlton. Together they call themselves Decatur Creek. We'll have more from these gentlemen in a moment as the Folk Show continues at New Hampshire Public Radio.
It's kind of a frenetic place to be.
Brady Carlson's studio is a busy room as he hosts All Things Considered on NHPR.
I'm monitoring the newswire. I'm keeping an eye on Twitter. I'm checking in with reporters in the newsroom. And all the while, I'm keeping an ear on what NPR is saying in Washington to see how it may affect us here in New Hampshire.
You can keep an ear on Brady on All Things Considered weekdays at 4 p.m. on NHPR and NHPR.org.
Support for NHPR comes from UR members and Algonquit Playhouse, featuring Sally Struthers in Thoroughly Modern Millie, the Roaring Twenties tap-dancing Broadway musical comedy, June 12th to July 6th, algonquitplayhouse.org. And Home Health Care, Hospice, and Community Services, offering geriatric care management for seniors from offices in Keene, Peterborough, and Charlestown, HCSServices.org. I'm Kate McNally, and this is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. And we have some special guests in the studio. It's a real treat to be able to have Decatur Creek, and that is Doug Farrell and Steve Dionne and Jack Carlton. Decatur Creek is working on a new CD, and it's actually will be the debut CD. Want to tell us a little bit about what that's going to look like or sound like?
It's going to sound a lot like what you're hearing right now with maybe we're trying to sort of stay a little true to what we do live. And right now, there's just the three of us. But we have four songs almost done now, which we're using as a demo. But, you know, they're a mix of – we're all songwriters, and they're going to be a mix of all of our songs. So there's, you know, a little difference between, you know, Steve's songs and mine and Jack's. So it's kind of neat. You know, it won't be defined by one particular sound.
Where might people see you playing? Are you playing any venues around New England?
Oh, yeah. We're playing. Actually, this past week, we played at a really awesome coffee house out in Exeter. We were featured there at the First Friday Coffee House in Exeter, right in the middle of town. Coming up, we have
July 3rd is something, right?
Yeah, July 3rd, we're playing in New London at the Farmer's Market on the Green. And we have a lot of things coming up in July, actually. We're going to be back up in New London on July 6th for
Arts on the Green.
Arts on the Green. They're having huge art festival, and we're going to be playing during their art festival. And we just hooked up with an awesome event in Newbury. We're doing their Old Home Days, one of the featured people there. And actually, Doug and I did that last year. It was a lot of fun. And, and then we're going to be in Ringe at the Meeting House Coffee House on the 19th of July.
Yeah, it's a new coffee house.
So I don't know if you have any information about that one, but that's going to be
The Antrim Home and Harvest Festival.
We have a show in Candia, too, July 24th, I think it is.
Yep, the Summer Concert Series.
Summer Concert Series in Candia. Yeah.
So you folks are keeping busy.
Yeah, we are.
We're
now, Doug,
busy.
You call home Antrim.
I do.
Steve, what about you?
I live in Webster currently.
And what about you, Jack?
I live in Amherst.
Okay. And so when you get together to practice, where is your central look? Okay.
My house.
Yeah,
so you go to Antrim.
Doug's house. By default.
Okay.
That's because I have chickens.
Okay.
And they want to leave with eggs. And
okay.
There's more than one reason to go to Doug's.
Okay, there you go.
He also has the most room.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Doug Farrell, Steve Dion, and Jack Carlton are our guests in the studio. How about another tune, gentlemen?
Time has come, I must confess, I'm not good looking and I'm not well dressed. I can pick a little, I can barely sing, but with some tools I can build. I'm better than some, I'm not as good as others. I'm hard on myself and I look up to my brothers. This life's a wild horse till you lose the reins. And with some tools I can build. Humble's just a good idea of who I really am. And I've torn up the pages of my own plan. There's never too much, there's never too little. Life is always somewhere. Friends in big houses, I got friends on TV. I got friends down the road, and I've got friends across the sea. Used to think everybody was so much better than me. It's as good as it gets when I am the guy who wants me. Humble's just a good idea of who I really am. I've torn up the pages of my own plan. There's never too much, there's never too little. Life is always somewhere in the middle. When I get to that place where I worry no more, happy somewhere between my ceiling and your floor. Life no longer a worrisome riddle. I'll be happy and free right here in the middle.
Doug Farrell, Steve Dion, and Jack Carlton here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Doug, did you write that one?
I did.
Tell us about that one.
Well, geez, it's sort of, you know, you can run yourself around like a rat in a wheel trying to emulate other people, other musicians, you know, oh, that guy's great, I need to play like that, or, oh, I wish I could do that, or, you know, and you'll never be happy. So I kind of, it's about, you know, humility, the loss of ego, you know, and...
You stop comparing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Take what you got and be happy with it.
Right.
That was the inspiration for that song.
Now, you are a veteran recorder. I mean, you've got your own CD, right? The Handyman Special CD.
I do, and I
what did you learn from that experience that you're going to use for your work with Decatur Creek?
Not to hurry so much, and to, you know, I was sort of new with that whole thing, and I know there's good songs on there, but all in all, I'm not real happy with my own performance in that. You know, I had a great studio, a great guy working with me, Mike Clark, but I just wasn't prepared. I hadn't played the songs enough. I didn't really know what I was doing, and I think songs need to be played a bit before they're, you know, before they need to. You need to figure out what the heck they are first.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned. I really am not happy with that CD. I'm happy with some of the songs, but all in all, take your time.
So tell me something, Doug. How do you practice humility and continue to be a musician at the same time?
It's hard. You know, I've said to myself many times, because, you know, I get nervous when I'm going to play. And... oh, geez, you know, why am I doing this? Because you love, there's a little conversation that goes on in my mind. You love doing this, you know? Yeah, but oh my God, I'm so scared. Yeah, you know, you're only alive for a short amount of time. And this little voice says, just shut up and play. It's not you. It's the music, you know, and it comes from somewhere else. We're just the vehicles, you know?
Yeah.
It really comes from somewhere else.
So it takes a little practice.
Yeah, it does take practice, yeah.
So as a songwriter and somebody who's recorded an album, and somebody who's continuing to play in the New England area, what advice might you have for somebody who's thinking about becoming a songwriter and embarking on this journey?
I would say focus on the music and having fun, first and foremost. And, you know, I'm in a community of a bunch of great songwriters. We get together, you know, at Julie Snow's house, Kathy Lowe's house, Carl Beverly's place. There's a bunch of people that are fantastic songwriters. They're all around us locally, and be in that community and be supportive of others, and you know, help others and support them, and mainly focus on not how much you can make or how good you might be or whatever, just the music, just the fun of it, because, you know, there's always people better or worse than we are. It's how much fun you have. It's not really how good you are.
That's great advice. Mm-hmm. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. How about another tune from Decatur Creek?
Well, I took out a loan today to pay for a dream. Wasn't exactly what I thought it would be. I gathered the pieces, other odd stuff, and I made a picture of me, and it's a bit rough. I corded in finery, and I
recorded down south. Be the first to admit I've not figured it out. It won't keep me from trying to find my one love. My intentions are true, but my methods are rough. Lord, to Lady, Lord, to Lady, light. I live in a city all concrete and crude. I became someone else that I never knew. But the backcountry calls me with a voice sweet and clean. It whispers so softly, don't give up your dreams, Lord. Gazed in the mirror, and my eye had that gleam. Then I looked out the back door to that singing old stream. Under the covers, there lingers my love. She's taken my heart and she smoothed out the rough. Lord, to Lady, Lord, Lord, to Lady, Lord.
Steve Dion on the lead vocal on that tune, and Doug Farrell on the guitar, and Jack Carlton on the bass. Together, they call themselves Decatur Creek, and they're here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Where can folks find out more about where you're playing and maybe get information about the release of your CD when it's available?
So we have a website up now on Reverb Nation. And you can simply go to www.reverbnation/Decatur Creek. Or even if you Google us, if you Google Decatur Creek, you'll find us out there. And all of our gigs, and we've got some sample tracks out there and pictures and whatnot. So you can find everything out there. I try to maintain it. I'm the webmaster for
webmaster.
For we're available for house concerts, barbecues.
And is there a link on that website on Reverb Nation so people can get a hold of you?
I think so. Did we put a phone number on
especially
there?
Especially the barbecue.
If we haven't, there will be soon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and they can call us, too.
Okay, so there's going to be a phone number on there or something.
Yes.
Okay,
there,
good.
Yes, there will be.
What is the estimated date of release of the demo, and do you have a name for it?
We don't have a name. But
no, we don't. Actually, we're... as soon as we get beyond making this demo that we're doing and we start adding songs onto it, we will really think about compiling it into an album, which I'm not sure exactly how long
it's going to take. End of summer.
Okay. Yeah, later so the this end of year. Summer.
Yeah, yep. The end of summer. We should be really close to.
We're going to call it August 29th.
August 29th A.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to try to write that cover song.
Yes.
We do get asked quite a bit about this, so we realize that the demand is there. We need to finish the project. Yeah.
Yeah. We will be looking forward to hearing more from you, and do appreciate you stopping by the studio.
Oh, we do too.
Thank you.
Doug Farrell, Steve Dion, Jack Carlton, it's been a real treat. Could you play another tune to finish it up for this edition of our folk show feature?
Sure. Absolutely. Sure.
There's a wind blowing across the plain. There runs a boy, spear in hand. At night, by the flame, he does the dance of a man. Stripped from tribe and country, across the water, he has been sold. Now what's to be the rhyme or reason for me to do what I am told? 40 acres and a mule for this old black fool. 40 acres and a mule for this old black fool. In a field fat with cotton, a good heart grows cold and rotten. Blackbird flies high and free. That color put chains on me. 40 acres and a mule for this old black fool. 40 acres and a mule for this old black fool. Liberation came one day, false declarations in fields of clay. Heroes left unsung in the mud where black men lay. For 40 acres and a mule for this old black fool. 40 acres and a mule for this old black fool. My field, it has run fallow, and the river, it has run dry. So much sadness in the hollow, but the clouds, they don't cry. No rain today, no rain tomorrow. Good walk. wash away my pride. And I won't beg, steal, or borrow these farmer shoes for a banker's ride. For 40 acres and a mule, for this old black fool. No, 40 acres and a fool. Take my soul, all my mule. 40 acres and a mule. For this old black fool.
What was the name of that tune?
40 Acres.
Just 40 Acres?
And a mule.
No
and
mule?
A mule.
Yeah. And a mule?
We can add the mule.
I like the mule.
Yeah, let's add the mule.
40 Acres and a mule.
Yeah.
Great tune. That was yours, Doug?
It is, yes.
Be looking forward to the demo.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kate.
Thanks again to Doug Farrell, Steve Dion, and Jack Carlton for stopping by New Hampshire Public Radio and The Folk Show.